Blog Talk Radio.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. هيا على الصلاة. هيا على الصلاة. هيا على الصلاة. هيا على الصلاة. الله أكبر الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم والحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. And after that praise, all praise is due to Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Praise be to Allah who created everything, who is the owner of everything, and in whose hand is all things, and who has power over all things. And we bear open and sound testimony without hesitation, reservation, or embarrassment. There is no deity, no object of worship except Allah. And we bear open and sound testimony that Muhammad, to whom the Quran is revealed, is his slave servant, his last and final prophet. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barak ala Sayyidina Muhammad. O Allah, send your prayers, your peace, and your blessings upon our leader Muhammad wa ala alihi and upon his family wa sahbihi and upon his companions, ajma'in, all of them. ويا أيها المسلمون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته وجمعة مبارك أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تحنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم أعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين إن يمسسكم قرح فقد مس القوم القرح مثله وتلك الأيام يدولوها بين الناس وليعلم الله الذين آمنوا ويتخذ منكم شهداء والله لا يحب الظالمين صدق الله العظيم. This is the reading of two verses from from Ali Imran, chapter 3, surah 3, verses 139 and 140. An expression of these is, "So lose not heart, nor fall into despair, for you must gain mastery if you are true in faith. If a wound has touched you, be sure that a similar wound has touched the others. Such days of varying fortune we give to men and men by turns, that Allah will know those that believe, and that He may take to Himself from your ranks martyr witnesses to truth. And Allah loves not those that do wrong." Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Allah the Mighty has spoken the truth. A hadith from Aisha radiallahu anha. An expression of it is, she asked the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, about plagues. And he said, "It is a punishment that Allah sends down upon whomever He will. But Allah has made it as a mercy for the believers. Any servant who resides in a land afflicted by plague, remaining patient and hoping for reward from Allah, knowing that nothing will befall him but what Allah has decreed, he will be given the reward of a martyr." And this is reported in Sahih Bukhari. Alhamdulillah, today we continue the subject, Islamic perspective, an Islamic perspective of the current crisis. One adjustment, please. An Islamic perspective of the current crisis. Let's look at some of the, let's call it content that comes in the first verse. I'd like to mention that in that section of verses, it's actually a section of verses from Surah 3, Ali Imran, from 139 to beyond that, I believe, 145 at least, probably 145. We did 9 Jumu'ah and 9 Saturdays on the subject of taqwa, consciousness of Allah in all things at all times. Taqwa, consciousness of Allah in all things at all times. And that actually constitutes about 35 hours in just addressing these subjects. This is no boast. I'm saying that if you find yourself less at ease under the present circumstances than you as a believer, feeling yourself a believer, but you're feeling more anxious, you're feeling less calm, you're feeling less peaceful, you're feeling less secure than you as a believer feel that you should, that's one good reason to go back while you're sheltered in place, especially, and review that series. You can find it on Blog Talk Radio. And those of you who know how to reach us, then go to Blog Talk Radio and actually search under that title, Taqwa. Put in Taqwa, the consciousness of Allah in all things at all times. Or you can put Taqwa and put my name. But it is 35 hours, and I'm saying that also to say that we obviously can touch on some of the things that are right on the surface of this matter as it bears on where we find ourselves right now. But reading it through, وَلَا تَحْنُوا وَلَا تَحْنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمْ عَوْلَانَا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. So it is saying, don't despair. Don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. It's very important. Don't lose heart under these circumstances. This was, I believe, in the Battle of Uhud. And, I'm not an expert Islamic historian with names and dates, but my feeling about this is that it's Uhud. If not that, then it's Badr. Any case, is one of the early battles, and the point that I want to bring to your attention is that this is when the Muslims are facing death. They are facing death. They are looking death in the face at that time because of that particular battle. Well, when it says, don't lose heart, wala tahzanu, this huzn, it has to do with anxiety. Don't feel anxious. Don't despair. Don't give up. Don't feel disempowered. Don't be discouraged. Don't lose your courage. And don't be anxious. I mean, what is this anxiety? Anxiety is having a fear about something that's coming in the future that you don't know. You don't know it's coming, but you feel anxious about it. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companion Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, they were making the hijrah and they were escaping those people who were tracking them. And when they were in the cave, and Abu Bakr began to feel this huzn, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sensing it and being aware of it, the Quran reveals that he said to him, "La tahzan, inna Allaha ma'ana." Don't be anxious. Surely Allah is with both of us. And it's a critical point to understand that when the Prophet said, La tahzan, he didn't say we shouldn't be anxious. No, he said, don't you be anxious. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was clearly not anxious. Inna Allah ma'ana, surely Allah is with both of us. He's not just with me. As the Prophet, Allah is with you, and you're with me in the cave. So we have nothing to worry about. In our homes, in a manner of speaking, they are our current caves. They are the caves that we are in. So that same message bears on us. La tahzan, inna Allah ma'ana. Don't be anxious. Surely Allah is with us. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. It said, wa antum awlana. You will come out in the highest position. Awlana, you will come out in the highest position. Al-Ala, that's Allah. Allah is Al-Ala. You will be awlan. You will come out in a high position. Might feel like you're in a low position right now, but you're going to come out in a high position. And the more we look at and think about and reflect on and understand the sunnah of Allah in these type of situations, it's like, alhamdulillah, it gets even more and more beautiful for the believer. So being in a rest area in a long road trip that you take. You take a long road trip, you know, then you stop at a rest area. You just sit back and go to the little park that they have there and look around and, you know, watch the people moving here, there, whatever. It's a rest area. You're going to get on the road again. So this is like a resting moment for a believer. And this is the qualification. Awalana in kuntum mu'mini. If you are really someone who practices faith, that's what this moment is. This moment is an opportunity for us to practice faith. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. In kuntum mu'mineen, if you are really one who actively practices faith, and it also tells us or asks us and invites us, if you believe in your belief, if you have faith in your faith, do you have faith? You have faith. The day before the order, okay, now it's the day after the order. How much faith do you have in your faith, right? In kuntum mu'minun, alhamdulillah. Then you feel the security comes as a result of your faith. In yamsaskum, if you have been touched by kurhan, if you've been touched by a wound, you've been touched by something that hurts you, if there's something that has hurt you. Now, there are a lot of people who've been hurt in a lot of ways in this situation. There have been health hits, right? There have been financial hits. There have been family hits, jobs, school, other plans, futures that were already laid out and designed, and then now that plan is hurt. Your savings are hurt. Your investments are hurt. There are different kinds of wounds that everybody has experienced in these circumstances. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you have kurhun, faqad, then know for sure. Masal qawm al kurhun mithluhu. Now, the first reference, of course, are those people who are battling you. There's a war. This is in the context of a battle. So, okay, so some of you have been wounded. Okay, but some of them have been wounded. That's what happened today. That's what happened in that situation, in the war scenario. But also, it's to understand this about life in general. About life in general, you're hurt. Everybody gets hurt. It's not to belittle it. It's not to play it down. That's just a fact of life. And I want you to always, inshallah, keep that verse in frame in your mind, so that whenever things like this, whether it's ideas being expressed to you by a Muslim or circumstances that you're facing in life, always remember, Allah is the one who created the life and the death. He created the beginning and the end of our human existence to try which of you is best in conduct. That's the whole thing. Allah did not create us here to have, quote-unquote, a good time, even though a good time can be had, and good times are had. But it is not all good times. Another standard frame for a believer is, فَإِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرِ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرِ. Verily, with difficulty, and it repeats itself. Ease is coming. Oh, it's easy. Oh, okay, but difficulty is coming. Oh, it's difficult. Okay, but ease. That's it. And this is what follows right after that saying. Meaning that you're not the only one that experiences this existence. Let's just move away from the original asbab al-nuzul, the reason of the revelation, bring it to where we are. And that's what makes it practicable. Right, you alimul kitab wal hikmah. Hikmah is okay. Well, how does that relate to me right now, and what can I practice as a result of it? Well, you can practice the fact that life is a trial. That's what it is. That's what Allah says it is. It's a trial and it's a party. God didn't say that. God didn't say it's a trial and it's a party. No, it's a trial in which there are days of varying fortune, and this is what Allah says. It says, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَامُ يُدَّاوِلُهَا. They rotate, they change, they flip. It's day and it's night, it's difficulty, it's relief. If that's life, and it's going to be that way until you die. That's it. So whatever it is today can be a week, today can be a month, today can be a year. Whatever you and I go through, and we can categorize them, well, this must be useful. Okay, well, then be prepared for the us. This must be us. Well, be prepared for the us. The anxiety comes from wishing or thinking or feeling or wondering, things ought to be different. I think even in this section of verses, I don't have it in front of me right now, but I do remember in one of the battles where the believers, Allah sent calm down upon them. I believe this was after the humiliation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought into the believers, the Muslims' lives in the Uhud. They said, but the believers, they were brought to a state of peace, rest, etc. But then the hypocrites, they were awake in anxiety and disquiet and unease. And they said, what do we have to do with this matter? If we hadn't been with these guys, this wouldn't have happened to us, right? It's like it said in the Quran, says that they were moved by wrong thoughts about God. Moved by wrong thoughts about God. Once you start having the wrong thoughts about God, well, that's your biggest problem right there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, days of varying fortune we give to men and men by turns. So sometimes, again, not to make it light, but to understand it. You say, oh, look at what I'm going through. Okay, well, it's your turn. It's your turn. Everybody gets a turn. The idea is how you respond to your turn. Do you respond like a believer, or do you respond otherwise? Do you get insecure? Do you get anxious? Do you get doubtful? Do you get discouraged? That's not the behavior of a believer. It's not the behavior of a believer. And this is why God says, in kuntum mu'minun, if you are really a believer, but this is what liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu al-amala. This is what the trial is about, to see which of you is best. And this the see is this liyabluwakum is from a word that's saying to make it clear, manifest, without doubt, to make it unequivocally demonstrated that no, you don't really believe. Unequivocally, no, it's not. So it's like, now you won't even be able to deceive yourself. When everything was all right, then and you're around everybody, you can put up the front that, oh, yeah, I'm everything's good for me. Alhamdulillah, kayfa anti. Okay, let's see what happens when the usr comes. Which way, and the Prophet has said in hadith that we read in other sections of this series, it's like when they get uncovered, when everybody's covered with good situations, oh, everybody's a believer. But then when the covering is ripped away, quote unquote, by the difficulty or the circumstance, everybody reverts to type. Everybody reverts to type. The mu'min goes to his iman. The hypocrite goes to their hypocrisy. And it becomes evident, mashallah. So Allah says that similar wounds have touched others, and days of varying fortunes as such we give to men and men by turns. And then Allah says, well, I've said it, but now we just read it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِلنَّاسِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, so that Allah will know. Well, you know what it's saying. Allah already knows, right? But that means for us, so that it will be manifest clearly. Not so that Allah would know, so that you and everybody around you will know, so that you and everybody around, when everybody knows and sees in that way, then that is Allah's seeing. It's clear. Do we all see? We all see. Everybody sees. And everybody see? Do you see yourself? Yes, I see myself. Do you see them? Yes, I see them. Do they see themselves? Yes, we see ourselves. It's clear. So this is Allah's knowing. Allah knows, it says clear without doubt. That's the fulfillment of the meaning of liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu al-amala, this balawa, that clarity, that manifestation, that doubtless reality. And even when you say liya'lama Allahu, it's like it's a scientifically veritable reality. And so when it's there, that's haqq, that's real, that's actual. Alhamdulillah. الذين آمنوا ويتخذ منكم. Now, he's very, alhamdulillah, it's all critical, but it says that he may take ويتخذ منكم شهداء, and that he might take from among you martyrs, that he would take from among you martyrs. So, some Muslims, I believe, perhaps, I have no names, not that I would announce them if I had them, but, excuse me, no doubt some Muslims have died, if not here, in other countries. But I have heard, just by glancing, you did so much, I know so many things come through social media, but mashallah, they have died, said to be because of the coronavirus. I do have to put some air quotes on the coronavirus. I tell you, I have my own issues, but in fact, let me just say this, footnoted and go back. I've returned to putting up some YouTube videos. I don't know how long they're going to leave them up there. We'll see. I'll try to use language that keeps me from getting strikes, but mashallah, you know, so I won't even delve into it. So right now they're coming in under the title, The Darkness and the Light, The Darkness and the Light. And since I've said that much, there are four parts that I've started from the beginning. I did all those on the same day. It's about 80 minutes, and right now about two parts, or rather not about, there are two parts. And when I finish posting up those, I'm doing it every day. So the third part I'm going to put up today, and then the fourth part, inshallah, all inshallah, tomorrow will be the fourth part. And between that time and now, I'll bring the second part, meaning some beyond the introduction. The point is that I'm not settled, my heart, myself, and I speak only for myself, that I'm not settled that everything that we are told about the current crisis is just all natural, okay? So I'm going to leave that right there. So no doubt there are Muslims who have died because of that. And now we want to tie in this hadith in this connection with this verse, 140 of Surah Al-Ali Imran. And the end portion of that verse, Wallahu la yuhibu zalimin. Allah does not love the oppressive. I just want to get to that final statement of that particular verse. Because when we come to the hadith of Aisha, as reported here in Bukhari, where it says she asked the Prophet about the plagues. And then, according to this expression, I'm not looking at the Arabic, but trusting that it is emphatic, it was not stated, the translator at least chose not to state it as, well, it might be a punishment. No. According to this expression here, and those of you who have access to Lughat al-Arabiya, you can look it up, as I will when I get back to my own lab. Inshallah. It says, it is a punishment. Unequivocal. That's not the end of it, but I'm stopping there. So we don't run too far, too fast past that. It is a punishment. See, this is another frame when we talk about an Islamic perspective. An Islamic perspective says, okay, well, what is it? Okay, you have an express example stated clearly from Aisha radiallahu anha to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asking him, what is a plague? What is the plague? Meaning, how does this fit into Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim? How does this fit into the merciful, the gracious? How does that fit in? The Prophet said, and I'll read the whole sentence, so since I've asked the question in that way, it is a punishment that Allah sends upon whomever he wills, but Allah has made it a mercy for the believers. So take both of those things together. It is a punishment, but that Allah sends on whom he will, whomsoever he will. But Allah has made it a mercy for the believers. Okay, listen. Here's one event, the plague. Okay? And now you can make a distinction if you want to. Well, this is not smallpox. This is not smallpox. This is not the black plague. This is not like Amwas. Okay, alhamdulillah. We'll keep working with that. It is something that is affecting people that people have, quote unquote, no control over, whatever the reasons might be for that. It is, for all intents and purposes, a plague without getting into any semantics. That, when that happens, then right here in this verse, both in the Quran that I read, 3140, and both in this hadith that we're reading here, it is a punishment that Allah sends upon whom he will. Days of varying fortune that he sends to men and men by turn, right? But Allah has made it a mercy for the believers. Allah has made it a mercy for the one event. Two types of people coming under the one event. For one, it's a punishment. For the other, it's a mercy. For the oppressor, as Allah says, لَا يُحِبُ الظَّالِمِينَ. For the oppressor, it's a punishment. For the believer, it's a mercy. And add to this, the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, strange is the case of the believer because all things are good for them. All things are good for the believer. Plague, all things are good for the believer. According to what, man? Y'all crazy. No, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who we believe in, he said, but Allah has made it a mercy for the believer. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allah has made a mercy for the believer. So what, the believer, what is the believer experiencing? A mercy. Huh. And think about this. Ramadan, inshallah, is coming in this period of time, and according to the rules by federal edict, that this sheltered-in-place order, et cetera, is going to be in when we come into Ramadan. So we're already believers, inshallah. We pray Allah we can count ourselves among that group. And there's an explanation of why. Even if you are not qualified for it, there's still, in reports of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a way that you can still get that blessing, even though you're not qualified for the label. That's how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. We'll get to that, inshallah, before we conclude. But for the believer, all things are good. If it's a difficult situation, they show sabr. Allah is with them. Allah is with them. And they are grateful, and that's good for them. Pardon me. They have sabr, patient perseverance, and that's good for them. If they are in the good space, right, the usri yusra, that paradise, right, usri, difficulty, then have sabr. Usri, have sabr, and that's good for you. You're a believer. You're in a good situation, have shukr. Yusr, have shukr. The ease, be grateful, and that's good for you. So no matter whether it's night or whether it's day, whether it's difficulty, whether it's ease, it's all good for a believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, awlana in kuntum mu'mineen. If you're a believer, it's all good. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And now, this hadith goes on. This hadith goes on. It says, any servant who resides in a land afflicted by plague, remaining patient, that's sabr. So that, are you in the situation? Have sabr. You have sabr, then you're doing the right thing. You're fitting into the class that you want to be in. You want to be in the class of the believers, those that are going to be uppermost, those that are going to be the winners. You want to be in that class. Okay, well, what do you have to do? You have to show sabr. And you have to not lose heart and not despair. These are the attributes of a believer under all circumstances. Alhamdulillah. And Allah says, this is what's going to happen. In kuntum mu'mini. If you're really that believer, then alhamdulillah, it's all good, as the report says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the Prophet. Any servant who resides in a land afflicted by plague, remaining patient and hoping for reward from Allah. Are you hoping for reward from Allah? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Are you hoping for reward from Allah? Are you hoping for reward from Allah? Are you in a difficult situation? Are you in a challenging situation? Are you in a situation that calls for patience? That you call for patient perseverance, etc.? Are you in a situation? Alhamdulillah. Allah has got a reward for you. Allah has got a reward for you. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Come on now. You still waiting for that stimulus check. Don't even front. Don't even act like you ain't waiting for that stimulus check. You waiting for that check. Without talking about what the other guys are getting, but we have to save that for other platforms, other conversations. That's hush puppy. Literally, that's hush money. Yeah, I can call it that. Look, you think I ain't going to be checking my mailbox? Trust this. I'm getting mine. Shoot, man. Yeah, if they sit in it, it's just for everybody. Alhamdulillah, I'm getting in line just like everybody else. MashaAllah. However, That still don't mean I can't call it what it is. It's hush money. They don't want you to rise up. They don't want you to rebel. They don't want you to break out of your houses from the shelter in place because somebody that put you on something that, what? You giving me this and you giving them that? Oh, that ain't right. Well, shelter in place. That's another subject. So I said, any servant who resides in a land afflicted by plague, remaining patient and hoping for reward from Allah, knowing that nothing will befall him but what Allah has decreed, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. You have to believe in the qadr. This goes back to in kuntum mu'mineen. If you are really a believer, well then, what is it that you believe? Sometimes when I get so excited, things that are very common for me to know, they escape my mind. I got to come back into the into the geo atmosphere to get it up. Let's see. Amantu billah, you believe in Allah, wal malaik, and the angels, wal kutub, in the book, wal rusul, and the messengers, wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala. And we believe that the measure of potential benefit and harm in all things is with Allah. Allah knows the potential benefit and the potential harm, and there is some potential benefit and harm in all. This is the qadr. وَبَعَثْ بَعْضُ الْمَوْتِ. And we believe in life after death. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So this is one of the beliefs. إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you are a believer, you accept that. If you are a believer, you accept that nothing will be except what Allah has written. Does it mean that he's compelled you? That goes back to tie your camel and then tawakkal ala Allah. Then put all your trust on Allah. So see, this is the practical Islamic life. Then listen, your worldview, your paradigm, your way of looking at life, your way of filtering your existence, your way of dealing with your existential challenges, they are Islam. Al-Islam, be proper. They are Al-Islam. All right, so anything that comes into your life, pull out your Al-Islam. Pull out your Al-Islam and say, okay, Al-Islam, what you got to say about this situation? And then what Al-Islam tells you about that situation, and remember, you have to iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Don't, make sure that you're not talking to an illusion. No. Study, read, no better time than the present to be more studious in the fundamentals of this way of life, Al-Islam. You don't have to get into all the, the whatever, elaborate it. We'll do whatever you want. But you'll be better off, in my opinion, you'll be better off if your fundamentals are solid. If your aqidah is solid, without all the other whatever, ikhtilaf and differing matters, etc. Okay, let's talk about what we agree on. Okay, let's talk about what we agree on. What do we all say? This is Al-Islam. Now, wherever we differ on other matters, alhamdulillah, we just agree that we have disagreements in that matter, but that's not a cause for war. Whether it be Facebook war or Instagram war, just calm down, okay? So Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith is saying that not only do you remain patient, hoping for a reward from Allah, and knowing, meaning you are knowing. So we talk about ilm al-yaqeen. We're talking about certain. You're certain. You have a conviction. Your aqidah, your contract with God is tight. It's like, boom, what God has said, that's what I believe. What God has said, that's what I believe. So it's that, and knowing that nothing would befall you but what Allah has decreed. Imam Muhammad, he said, the reports essentially are telling you what's going to hit you was always going to hit you, and what missed you was always meant to pass you by. It was always going to be there. But just because Allah wrote it, it means that Allah knew it before it came into existence. He didn't compel the situation, we ourselves make choices. Now, you see, the qadr is a big question, because now you'd have to ask the question about, okay, well, then I, what? You're talking about my will brought about the plague? No, no. But we'll talk about that another time. The point is, yes, as the prophet said, we can answer that real quick, right? It is a punishment that Allah sends upon whomever he wills. No. So that is Allah's will, right? So by Allah's will, it happens. Now, challenge is, how are you going to respond to it? That's the job. He brought it in. Days are very unfortunate. Does he send to men and men by turns, et cetera. So all that can be answered in just the verses that we read. But I want to conclude with this portion of the khutbah with this. So these are the attributes that you have to have in the situation. Okay? Remain patient. Hope for the reward from Allah. Know that nothing will befall you except what Allah has decreed. And then the prophet says, if you die in that case, you will be given the reward of a martyr. You will be given a reward of a martyr. So when you look at the last portion of 140 of Surah Ali Imran, where it says that in this battle, there were some Muslims who died. Well, they were taken as martyr witnesses to the truth. They fought and they died for the truth, believing with conviction in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordered for them, and that was what they got. They died. Now, don't forget, bring it back to your attention, that death is the gift of Allah to a believer. Death, this is Hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, death is the gift of Allah to the believer. So if that believer died as a martyr in that battle, the reward for a martyr is great. And now here we are in a situation where we face potential death. We have to face this potential death as a believer. And I'm not going to go back through the list of things that the hadith says. So if you can check all those boxes that you should check as a believer, and if you die in this plague situation, well, then you get the reward of a martyr. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Do you believe Allah? He said it in the Quran, and he said it in the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you believe? Or are you still being discouraged, doubtful, anxious, insecure? Well, you need to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for stronger faith than we do. Allah, we thank you for your divine aid, assistance, guidance. We beg your aid and assistance in all things. Oh Allah, bless us to see in the manner you would have us see. Bless us to hear in the manner you would have us hear. Bless us to act in the manner you would have us to act. Guide us nearer to the path even than this. We believe that there is no deity, no object of worship except you. And we believe in your prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we pray your prayers, peace and blessings be on him forever. Ameen. Allahumma ameen. Alhamdulillah wa bismillahir rahmanir rahim. So there are so many, if we would just list out how much of a favor, as the prophet said in the hadith, but Allah has made it a mercy for the believers. I mean, practically everything about this situation for a believer, and I only say practically because I haven't seen everything. But the point is that it's like, man, what is there to complain about? What, there's nothing to complain about, mashallah. May Allah continue to make it so for us. A further hadith in this, along the lines of what we were speaking of, because I spoke earlier of that we, even if we don't qualify for the pure label of a mu'min, like that label applied to those mu'min in the referenced battle, who died as martyrs in the battle, even if we don't actually qualify to check all those boxes, Allah has still given us mercy. Listen to this hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Qami said, radiallahu anhu, said that whoever emulates the pious, that is, just act Emulate means to draw from their model and try to approximate the model that they showed you. Imitate is different. You know, it's like it's superficial. Imitation is superficial. Emulation is, you know, you're looking at the excellence that you're seeing from that person, okay? And seeing that excellence, you say, I want to be like that. Okay, so emulate it. Don't try to sound like them. Don't try to look like them. Don't try to walk like them. Don't try to talk like them. Take the value. Take the attribute. Take the character trait. Try to approximate that. One of the natural philosophers, Emerson, he says, envy is ignorance and imitation is suicide. So the more you try to be just like, sound just like, look just like somebody, you're killing yourself. Allah rejects suicide for us. So you commit suicide when you're just imitating somebody. MashaAllah. So emulate. Take the ma'aruf, take the excellence, and then try to behave in a way that approximates that. Translate their patience into your patience. Meaning you be patient in the way that you're patient. Their charity, you be charitable in the way that you're charitable. And you understand. So it says, Al-Qa'ana says, whoever emulates the pious will be honored. Alhamdulillah. And isn't this what the Quran tells us? لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَسْوَةً حَسَنًا. You have in the Messenger of Allah a most excellent behavior pattern to follow. And does not the Quran also tell us to emulate the companions? We're to emulate their traits and attributes. Huh? So the Prophet said, whoever emulates the pious will be honored, and whoever emulates the sinful will not be honored. And whoever portrays a sign of religiously upright, the signs of being religiously upright, also be honored. Just have some of the attributes, some of the qualities, some of the signs of being upright. He said, whoever portrays the signs of the religiously upright will also be honored, even though he is not worthy of it. Even though he's not worthy of it. But the striving is to emulate the religiously upright, to emulate the pious, to extract and seek to mirror, not imitate, but seek to mirror in the level of your capacity those pious religious traits. And even if you are not worthy of it, you would be honored through it. So even though we're not at the Battle of Uhud, or we're not in the Battle of Badr, but we are in a situation where death is the threat. And what did they do? Were they aware? Did they believe that nothing will happen except by the will of Allah? Were they aware, did they believe, that all things are good for the believer? Were they aware that when you experience difficult situations that Allah places the believers in, and you face it with sabr, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it a mercy and a benefit to you? If we can respect that, and if we can stay in that frame of mind, we have nothing to look forward to but good in this world and good in the world to come. رَبَّنَا لَا تَزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. اللَّهُ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ كَمَا صَلَّيْتَ عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَعَلَى آلِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَبَارَكْتَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. والحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله. Brothers and sisters, very quickly, I believe it is on our Wednesday broadcast, We are going to make Salah, but I want to just go ahead and make a little announcement here. For those of you who are not in the Western time zone, it can be in the Wafa for you in terms of following us in the prayer, inshallah, unless it's at one of the prohibited times. It's up to you, and Allah knows best. So firstly, you know, as you know, if you start to join us in the first couple of weeks, I had a couple of technical missteps, so we appreciate your patience in these technical difficulty. I can't even say it. Technical difficulties that you've experienced, alhamdulillah, trying to reach us for Juma through these alternative setups. For Blog Talk, it's suggested that you call in early before the lines fill up, and then also shukran for continuing to make your zakat and other donations through the usual channels at this time. We have the Venmo mobile phone app, PayPal, the U.S. Mail, 1747th Avenue, Oakland, 94601. Also, you can drop an envelope with your donation into the Masjid Worthy mail slot, 147th Avenue, or you can, over the phone, reach Amina Latifa Shaheed at 510-859-5735. Allah is with you, inshallah. So be safe. Tie your camel, put your trust in Allah. Alhamdulillah, wa akim as-salam. لا إله الله سيدي محمد رسول الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواسوا بالحق وتواسوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده
ربنا ولك الحمد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله
أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لإلاف قريش ألافهم رحلة شتاء وصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمه من جوع وآمنه من خوف الله أكبر
الله
سمع الله لمن حمده
ربنا ولك الحمد
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة
الله الفاتحة بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين الحمد لله استقبل الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله